Good morning. It's time for Daily Chap, the text is Genesis chapter 15, verses 7 through 21. The Reverend Michael Friess is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading is written in Genesis chapter 15, verses 7 to 21. And God said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he brought him all these, cut them in half, and laid each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in half. And when birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram, and behold, dreadful and great darkness fell upon him. Then the Lord said to Abram, Know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and will be servants there, and they will be afflicted for 400 years. But I will bring judgment on the nation they serve, and afterward they shall come out with great possessions. As for yourself, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age, and they shall come back here in the fourth generation, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, behold, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your offspring I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the river Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God is in control. When we look around us, we sometimes doubt it, but there can be no doubt for the Christian that God is in control. There is no doubt for the Christian because the Christian has been brought to the waters of holy baptism. The Holy Spirit resides in that Christian. And no matter what happens around you, that Holy Spirit will never leave you or forsake you. And no matter what you are experiencing or suffering, that Holy Spirit causes you to confess against what you are experiencing. For a Christian, God's child, you undergo temptations to despair and to give up hope when you see the things going on around you in this world. Viruses and diseases, serious injuries, painful death, loss, endless war, political upheaval, rampant immorality. And that's just out there. What about in your homes? We are tempted to despair when we see children disrespecting their parents, when we see husbands not loving their wives as Christ loved the church, or wives disrespecting their husbands. That's in our homes, Christian homes, Lutheran homes. But what if we go deeper? What if we look inside of ourselves? What if we take a good look at our heart and see that our motivations are anything but pure? That we are tempted to lust after things that God has not given us, to despise the things that He has given us and to take them for granted. We are tempted to despair if we take a good look at what's going on around us, what's going on in our homes, and even within our own hearts. But still, the Holy Spirit resides in us. And the Holy Spirit causes us to confess against those things. The world, the devil, and our sinful nature want us to give up hope, to lose confidence in the word of promise by God, to turn our eyes instead from the promises that God puts out there to our own difficulties and our own struggles. The devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh want you to throw in the towel and to give up. So that's why it is important for us to read Holy Scripture and to hear about the patriarchs, the prophets, the kings. It is important to read Genesis and to hear about Abraham and the things that he went through, how he was despairing, how he wondered how God was going to make good on his promises. For this great Abraham, God called out of Ur of the Chaldees to a land that was completely foreign to him and made these outlandish promises. Abraham, you foreigner, the one who is alone in this land, I'm going to give you everything that your eye can see. The children that are going to come from your body are going to inhabit this land that you step on. You are going to have children beyond the number of the stars of the sky and the sand on the in the ground. You are going to produce the Messiah that is going to be a blessing for all the world. These were incredible promises. But Abraham looked around him, and he saw himself as a foreigner and as alone. He saw himself barren. He had no idea how his children were going to inherit this land when he had none. He had no idea how his family was going to be a blessing to the entire world when he had no family. And so God came to him. When Abraham cried out and said, "Lord, how is this possible?" God came to him and spoke to him and said, "Abraham, do not doubt what I have promised you. I have brought you here. I will take care of you. This is how it's going to go. And at the right time, 400 years from now, in the fourth generation, your children will be released from slavery. I will punish that country. I will kick out all of these heathen peoples, and my promised people will live in this land. It will be your children, Abraham." And so it is important for us to look at these patriarchs, these great characters of Holy Scripture, and as the writer to the Hebrews says, look upon them as a great cloud of witnesses. They are witnesses to us that God makes good on his promises, that he fulfills his word. For we have all of the Old Testament to see that in fact it happened just as God promised, that the children of Abraham did come back to that land, that the seed of Abraham was the blessing to all the peoples of the world as God had promised. And so when we look at these patriarchs, these prophets, and these priests, we are encouraged to confess against our circumstances and to hear God's word again and to say, "Lord, I don't see it happening. I don't see how this is for my good. I don't see how this is good for my family or for my coworkers or for my community. But Lord, at your word, I am going to trust, because that's what Abraham did, and it went well for him." And if, as according to the writer to the Hebrews, we had this great cloud of witnesses, which we do in Holy Scripture, if that was the only thing that we had, when we looked at Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, when we looked at King David, when we looked at these great men and women of the Old Testament, and we stood firm because we wanted to believe like they believed, that would be okay. But it wasn't enough for God. God wanted us to have something more. And so God became flesh to be more than a witness to us, to be more than an example to us on how he confessed against the world. No, our Lord suffered in our place. Our Lord took upon us the punishments that we deserved because of our sins, and he went to the cross. The cross is not just an example of how we confess against the world. It is our confession against the world. The devil, the world, and your sinful flesh are liars. They want you to believe that God is not in control, but the cross is our confession against it. Where the world would say, "Look at this failure. Your God died. Your God did not accomplish the mission for which he came for." But we stand with the word of God and we say, "No, this is our confession. This is who we are. We are a people under the cross. We are a people in the blood of Christ. He shed his blood for us. And God did not let him stay in the tomb. He rose again in confession against death. Death now no longer has its sting. It no longer has control because our God conquered death. That is our hope. That is what the Old Testament shows us. That is who we are as Christians. And that Holy Spirit inside of us, given to us in holy baptism, confesses against this world because we confess Christ and Him crucified. May we confess also with King David in Psalm 27, which you will hear this week. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. The Lord makes good on His promises in His good time. In Jesus' name.
Amen.